This is Dare to be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell, broadcasting live from Southern California.
Hi, and welcome to Dare to be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Mari Mitchell. I'm so glad to be here with you today. I have a very special guest. Her name is Amanda Frick. She can see energy of many frequencies and realities. And once she realized that she could do that, she decided to help other people understand the world she was experiencing and how they can experience it as well. Amanda is a spiritual coach and activation facilitator for energy and holistic healers. Welcome to the show, Amanda. How are you doing today?
Hello. I am fantastic. Thank you so much for having me today.
It's entirely my pleasure. I'm so excited to have you. So tell us a little bit about how you came to do what you're currently doing.
Well, when I was very young and was perceiving a lot of the experiences that I was having, and I didn't think anything was weird or strange about me, and it wasn't until I was a teenager and I was surrounded by so many people that it really started to sink in, like, oh, I'm experiencing things most people don't experience. But I had to really actually voice some of the things that I was seeing and some of the things that I was hearing. And through that process, I really wanted to help other people, because the more that I spoke and the more that I shared, the more that I realized what I was seeing was actually happening. And it was just a profound shift. And
wow.
It just woke up inside me this desire that if I have the ability to see or do these things, I should explore it. And then if it really is something very real, I wanted to share that and do some good with the world. And I had many people in my circles being like, oh no, that's too much. Like, as soon as it would get too real or too accurate, they would be like, nope, you just need to put it on the shelf, pretend that it doesn't exist, and go about your life. And I'm like, but it's so powerful. Like, I can't just pretend it's not there. And so it really led me down this beautiful path of learning about energy healing and what that looks like, and really expanded my awareness of, wow, this changes life. This changes the world. I can see this beautiful piece of what I could now identify as divinity. And stepping into that was an ongoing process that I take as always the journey on the way to the destination. So that's how I came into what I do now. And then once I became aware of the world of coaching and activating and facilitating, that just took off from there, because it's something that I absolutely am passionate about. So,
wow, that's an amazing story. I love that, Amanda. So as you began to explore this, what did you discover about yourself?
Oh my gosh, so much. I think the first thing that I really discovered, because I really had the desire to fit in and be like everybody else, I immediately identified I was not like everybody else. And I struggled with that for a long time. But then once I got into the spiritual community where people were practicing Reiki and doing tarot and learning astrology, that's when I really learned a lot more about how I interacted with people and how I related to people and was observing a lot of different energy exchanges. And the level of self-awareness that I have developed, not only through my ability to perceive energy, but it really led me into these deep dives of learning about psychology and thought and thought patterns. And I learned a lot about the way I operated and the way that I spoke and the way that I connected with people. So it really opened up a whole new world of, oh, this is who I really am, and here's how I can discover more of myself. And that really led me into that personal empowerment experiences of, I get to be who I desire to be and show that more to people, which I think just rings so true through and through even more as I'm helping others as well.
I agree. And having just said earlier that you discovered you weren't like everybody else, and as we're younger, we want to be like everyone else because we want to fit in, right? But now you discovered
oh, for sure.
how wonderful it is that you're not like everybody else, because you have these beautiful things that are meant for you to live your life and help others as well. I think that's so wonderful, going from wanting to be like everybody else to being thrilled that you're not, and you have, you know, you have this gifting. I love that. Very nice.
Oh, thank you. It's been an awesome ride for sure. Embracing these pieces that are so different and being able to share that. Definitely, definitely a gift.
Wonderful. So of all the differences that you discovered between yourself and, you know, your peers, let's say, what was the biggest difference that you felt the best about?
That I felt the best about.
Or that you loved the most. That was kind of an awkward way.
No, I think I get it. I think I get it. Because when I think about that type of question, the first thing that comes to mind is learning how much I truly love people and how much I love being able to serve people, because I encountered a lot of fakes and I encountered a lot of people that were over-embellishing or, you know, flying by the seat of their pants trying to figure it out. And when I was watching a lot of the experiences, especially when I started becoming very active in the spiritual community, I realized that I just wanted to love everyone and help everyone, and that not everybody in the spiritual communities are like that. Mm-hmm. And it was that was probably my favorite thing to learn. But then as soon as I became open to like feeling that, which, mm-hmm. you know, inherently comes with a lot of perceived pain, because yeah. I'm sure a lot of the listeners out there can relate to, I don't want to get too close. I don't want to love too much. I don't want to become too attached. Like when I realized that I really did have this huge heart that I wanted to just share with the world, it mm-hmm. also led me into that divine heart of the self to learn how to love people without becoming so attached to them that I was always, you know, sinking into attachment and pain. And so mm-hmm. that was probably my favorite thing to discover about the divine heart, about energy, about the human experience really inside of these beautiful bodies of experience. So that was my favorite.
I love it. That's a beautiful favorite. But as you were saying, love everyone and help everyone. And you addressed this, not to just be in that pain part of it. It's still a lot, mm-hmm. you know, to help everyone, to love everyone. How do you keep mm-hmm. a balance with that so that it doesn't take over your life or overwhelm you in any way?
Oh, I absolutely love that question. First and foremost, I have a solid spiritual practice. Like mm-hmm. because of the amount of stuff that I perceive, my spiritual practice, my meditation, my energy clearing is my number one to really holding back the overwhelm. But I can see enough of the energy exchanges that I share with my people in my community. I stay very focused on the frequencies of energy that help build each other up so mm-hmm. that I don't fall into cycles or patterns with people out of ego or out of fear. And so I get very good at my spiritual practice and where my focus is going, where it's going to be the most effective and do the most good. If I am trying, like I don't try to force help into situations where people don't want it. So I don't mm-hmm. go where I'm not wanted. I don't go where it's not desired. And right. I keep my focus on serving the people in the manner that can receive what it is I have to offer. And I think having that clarity, especially in not only the energy and holistic healing world, but having that awareness for life in general and having that mindset of I don't have to save everyone. Mm-hmm. I'm here for people that are on this ride with me. I think that's a really key in managing how much we get overwhelmed or how much we do in the world, not just in our work, but also in our family, in our home life, and with our friends. So that's been my experience of it. But solid meditation practice, solid energy clearing. I'm getting really good at letting go of attachments and fears and ideas.
Awesome. I love that. I love that answer because it's so true. And was it difficult for you initially? Because you mentioned about you can't save everybody and you're going to go with people who, you know, are in tune with it and ready for it. Was it hard initially or harder than it is now to let go of people who just weren't ready for it or for some reason weren't going to take this path with you?
Absolutely. It absolutely is. And I'm seeing that more and more in the community as well. For me personally, like I went through several iterations of learning where I was holding on to people where it wasn't serving. And you, like for me personally, I did not just wake up one morning and go, oh, this needs to change. I'm going to let those people go. Like it was a process of awakening on the journey, right? Coming into new realizations. And every time each attachment is different, it's holding on to something different. And almost always it is something that I desire to influence. And so it almost always comes down to me. It definitely was hardest when I was going through coming out into doing this work for the public, because that's when I, you know, you start finding your voice, you start speaking to people, you start connecting with people. And then the people that you have watched you go through this get really uncomfortable. And then you lose a lot of people in that transition. So in my transition from I can do this for free in the quiet of my own home, where like it's a little bit of word of mouth and all my friends know about it, going from that to this is who I am in the world and I want to make a difference in not just my community but for more. Like there's more out there and I want to be a part of that world. That was probably some of the hardest transitions, was letting go of the people that were there from the beginning. And that includes family, you know? So it was definitely not easy, but it's definitely worth it. It's absolutely worth every second of being able to be who I am right now.
Yeah, absolutely. That's great. So that's one of the reasons I wanted to have you on my show, Dare to Be Authentic. Let's talk for a moment about the role that authenticity has played in this for you.
Oh, my gosh. It has been a cornerstone, not only of my personal spiritual practice, but authenticity has so many different elements in it for each person as far as, you know, what we're raised with, what our personalities are, how we identify is how we show up in the world. And as soon as I started to identify this is who I desire to be, I was able to learn the habits and the tools to shift my mindset in order to stand in all of who I desired to be. And that in and of itself, and from my perception, like that is being authentic. How can you be authentic to yourself if you don't know who you are? And so going through the journey of discovering who I used to be and the programs I was working with, like in that subconscious part of my mind and the things that I was seeing energetically, aligning myself to the soul self, the higher self, and embodying some of those energies, everything that I do in the heart of authenticity has really made the difference between making those connections for the long term to be that heart-centered human or being the ego thought-based human that makes temporary successes or temporary changes. So without authenticity, if I was not authentically in my heart with who I am and leading myself in that way, I would not be able to help and facilitate the things that I do. It would be like a candle in the wind that just blows out. There would be no foundation. So living in my authentic self, the way I desire to be embodied with myself, is literally my foundation. It has been everything, and I strive to always maintain that alignment for myself, which it is. It is a striving, and it is a process, and it is a practice.
Absolutely. Wow, I love that answer. And it is. It is a practice and it's continuous. It's not like you wake up one day and say, okay, I'm authentic now. I'm good. And I'm going to stay like this the rest of my days. No. This is
daily
looking at it, not necessarily struggling, but, you know, taking note and seeing where you are and finding new ways of being authentic, et cetera. Well, we're going to take a quick break from our sponsors. And if you want to call in and ask Amanda a question, the lines will be open. You can call 929-477-3869. That's 929-477-3869. You can start calling now and we'll be right back.
Do you ever wonder how other people become toxic? Do you suspect you might be toxic yourself? How do you begin to heal and move on from the collateral damage of your toxic mother? Get your life back. Love others boldly. Order Guy R. Curie's easy-to-read book, Toxic Mothers, A Son's Guide to Healing and Moving On from Amazon, and subscribe to his website, www.guyrcurie.com. Toxic Mothers, A Son's Guide to Healing and Moving On.
Everyone has a story to tell. Do you want to write a book? Rebecca Vigus can help. Find her at www.rebeccavigus.com. As a writer, she has written 14 books and has been writing for over 50 years. Book a free appointment with her to see what she can offer. Take the free test to see what kind of author you are. Again, find her at www.rebeccavigus.com. Let your book change a life.
Sorry about that. We're back on Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Mari Mitchell, with special guest Amanda Frick, who's talking about how she can see energy of many frequency and realities and how she helps others understand what she's experienced and experience it as well. So let's talk for a minute about someone who wants to, who's also seeing things or sensing things and wants to go further with that. What do you believe is the first step for a person?
The very first step when you're starting to experience those types of things and you think maybe this is more and you want to lean into that, mm-hmm. acknowledge that it's happening. First of all, if you can't acknowledge that you're actually having those experiences, we tend to stuff them down and that energy will build up in the subconscious until it explodes out somehow. So the very first thing is acknowledging that you're having experiences. Once you can acknowledge that you're having experiences, that's when I personally would lead somebody to, okay, you're having these experiences. Let's at how you can implement the steps to manage or understand what is happening. Now, because of the way that I am and the way that I practice, mine has always been meditation. But there's so many different levels of meditation that you want to find the meditation that is going to work for the way that your brain receives information and operates. So that's when you can start looking for, okay, let's dive into the world of meditation and trying one and sticking with it. But that first hurdle of acknowledging it's happening is that first step. This is happening. Mm-hmm. Second step, immediately get into place some type of meditative focus that's going to expand your awareness into understanding yourself. Because once you understand yourself and your mind, it all helps to put those experiences into the proper categories, because otherwise we make up a lot of categories and misinterpret a lot of things. So I always recommend go to meditation first, and there's tons of resources on meditations and different kinds, and find one that works for you and then stick with it. You have to stick with one type of meditation long enough to know whether or not it's working for you.
That's great. I love the part about acknowledging, and you know why? Because when you acknowledge that this is real and this is happening to you, that's mm-hmm. a part of stepping into your authenticity, because now you're 100%. Saying, you know, this really is a part of me. I'm not imagining it, and, you know, I want to go forth and experience it more and mm-hmm. explore what it has for me, right? So I love that acknowledgement. I think that's beautiful and the perfect first step. Very good.
Absolutely. And that was huge for me too, because when I came into the awareness that I was experiencing things that other people weren't, acknowledging mm-hmm. it was not the thing I wanted to do. And yes. I've run into that a lot in my clients where they didn't want to acknowledge it. And they were coming to me because they were forced into the acknowledgement. They couldn't ignore it anymore. So mm-hmm. that is a huge first step. Acknowledge that it's happening and that it's okay. You don't have to do anything about it. We attach so many ideas that we're seeing something or perceiving something. We must be meant to do something with it. Sometimes you're only perceiving it because you have the ability to do so. So it's okay to acknowledge. It's okay to accept. And it's okay to sit with it and not do anything about it, especially if you don't know what it is you're experiencing yet. Huge thing.
I love that part. It just, there's such a sigh of relief when you say that. You don't have to do anything with it. It's there. You can acknowledge it's there. And it's so great, because otherwise it's like you're trying to take the step of leaping off a building. That's what it feels like, right?
But yes.
So okay. You know, it's okay. I love that. That's perfect.
It's okay.
Awesome. Okay. I love it. So, what is the main message that you wanted to bring to the public today, Amanda?
I want everyone to know, no matter where you are in the world, no matter what you're doing in the world, that you are greater than the opinions of other people.
Mm.
And you are greater than your human experiences of emotions. And that you're powerful. You are powerful. You're beautiful. And your eternal, your experience, your consciousness is never ending. It is always abundant. It is always there. And you have the ability to tap into that greatness at any time in your experience in life.
Wow. That's a really powerful message. Greater than the opinion of other people. That's who you are. That is such an important message, especially nowadays. There's so many opinions everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Social media is, you know, takes over, tries to take over all our lives. And never more have we needed to know this, that we are greater than all those opinions, or even what we think somebody's opinion, because that happens too. We think the opinion of us is such and such, but we're making the whole thing up in our head. We don't really know their opinion.
Absolutely.
Wow.
That's absolutely true. And the opinion of someone is their perception of the way you exist. It's their story for you that they then can tell you, and you do the same for them with the, like what you're just saying about, you know, we're creating ourselves based on what we think the other opinion is. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And they're doing the same thing of us. And it's not necessary. We're so much greater than that. There's so much more power within us to create who we choose to be, to create our own authenticity and what that means and what that looks like and how that feels. So it's huge, especially with social media.
Absolutely. Wow. So let's talk for a minute about how to get a hold of you.
Absolutely. The number one best way to get a hold of me would be email, which is schoolofascension999, that's all one word, at gmail.com. That is the best way to get a hold of me. The next best way to get a hold of me is to follow me and send me a direct message either on Facebook or Instagram. And my name is Amanda Frick, and it's Amanda Frick under both platforms, and it should pop right up, and I have links available as well to both of those. So direct messages and email, the best way to get a hold of me at any time. And I respond to I try to respond to messages same day, always.
Awesome. So all of this is right here on the Blog Talk page. Amanda's email, schoolofascension999@gmail.com. You also have a link to schedule with her. Follow her on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and her YouTube. Awesome. So
Absolutely.
Amanda, is there one last thing you'd like to say to a listener, something that's deeply on your heart today?
I, There is. And every time I feel it, I just want to giggle. And so forgive me, I'm like losing myself in the energy of it. The biggest thing that I want to share with everybody is that it is possible to love people and not be in pain. Mm. And I have so much love for everybody. I have love for each person, and I share that love from my divine heart, and I pour it into the unified field, which is our energy field that all of us are connected on psychologically and emotionally. And I'm just pouring love into that every day. And it's possible. And it's possible to feel love and grace and peace. And I hope that you get to experience that, even if it's just for a moment for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's what I want everybody to know. It's possible.
That's beautiful. You know, people kind of put love and pain in the same sentence all the time. You know, all the stuff we watch, all the movies we watch, all that stuff, it's always like, yeah. So I'm so glad that you said that, because that I never heard anybody say that ever. So that's absolutely wonderful.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
I never heard anybody say that. In fact, just the opposite. It's like love means you're going to be in pain, and it's like, oh, wow, that doesn't sound so great. But when you say that, wow, what a comfort. What an absolute comfort. I love that. Thank you so much.
I'm so glad. I'm so glad. That makes my heart so happy. No, it's
awesome. I love
awesome.
How you giggle, and you have such a beautiful energy. It's just been wonderful having you on the show. And we are live right now, but I want to remind you that they create a replay of this as we speak, and they'll be available right after. So please share this show with people who you think would love to hear it. Is there anything else you'd like to say before we close, Amanda?
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me on your show. Thank you so much for your dedication to Dare to Be Authentic. I think it is an absolutely phenomenal dedication of time and love and energy. And it's an absolute honor to be sharing this space with you. So thank you. Thank you so very much.
Oh, you're most welcome, Amanda. It's been completely my pleasure. I love what you've shared today. Listeners, like I said, share this with other people. There'll be a replay available indefinitely for you to share with, and you'll just see it right here. It'll go linked right to it. Thank you all for listening to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I hope that you'll be back with us and listen next time. And remember to go check out Amanda's, all her resources right here, her email. You can even schedule with her and have a call with her, follow her on Facebook, et cetera. And I'll catch you next time on Dare to Be Authentic Radio. Bye for now.
This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell. Broadcasting live from Southern California.